Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 30th of July, recording at 9:19 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, the highlights today. The Asian stock markets were mostly firmer. One exception was the China A-share market, but following Wall Street, we had pretty good gains in the majority of markets. India bounced back after its decline on Tuesday over the hike in the interest rate. Now, in Europe, we had pretty solid gains in here as well. A number of them close to 2%, and with AEX actually over 2%. That's Amsterdam. Now, the U.S. market also closed out with some pretty solid gains after a quiet opening in here today, and that was interesting. I'll come back to this point obviously in a moment. Elsewhere, though, on the highlights. The crude oil price got down to as low as 120.80. I think that's the lowest it's been since its peak, and then bounced as U.S. Stockpiles of petroleum, I think, came in lower than expected. Small upside key also in natural gas. The precious metals were hit by early strength in the dollar and weakness of the crude oil market, but then paired those gains quite significantly. Still down on the day, but for instance, gold shown down $11.50 at 907, but it had dropped down to 894, and then rallied off that low as the oil price moved up and the dollar's gains were paired back. And let's see, government bonds, they were firmer in Europe. Now, the U.S. bonds started off firm and then weakened, got down to, I'm just looking at the spot future, got down towards the bottom of its range, but then bounced back up before easing a little bit on Wall Street's strong close. And elsewhere, industrial metals were mostly firmer in here today, and copper bouncing off the lower side of its range, and agricultural commodities were steady also, with corn edging a bit higher, and sugar had a good day, solid gains in sugar. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of stock markets, the immediate level to watch is Monday's reaction lows, because, as you know, we had the mid-month bounce, and a number of the U.S. and European indices, which had broken beneath their January and March lows, rallied back to those levels and then encountered resistance, not surprisingly, from the underside of those big trading ranges, and backed off, but hit reaction lows on Monday, and we've seen rallies yesterday and today. So closes, quite simply, good behavioral technical analysis, factual technical analysis, I trust, is that closes beneath Monday's lows for those indices would be required to offset current scope for a further test of overhead trading, because we still have the overall oversold condition. Now, the interesting development involving Wall Street that I was going to, or that I said that I would return to, was that Wall Street was doing quite well. It was up over 150 points on the Dow when oil was down near its lows. Then oil rebounded $3-4, and it actually closed up, or it's trading after hours up $4.70. And what happened is that the US market gave up virtually all of its gains as the oil price rallied. But then oil stayed steady, but Wall Street came back up and closed out, as they say, near the highs of the day, with the Dow and S&P on gains of over 1.6%, and the Nasdaq was weaker today. So it's interesting. It's only one day, and but oil has just dominated sentiment so much, and Wall Street, as I say, blinked but then recovered, and I can only assume that that's happened for one of two possible reasons, or perhaps both of these reasons, that the investors who were driving Wall Street concluded that this was probably just going to be a temporary technical rally in the crude oil price. And I think they're right in that, although it was an upward dynamic today, and crude does need to break below the $120 level on a closing basis to confirm the medium-term correction that we've been calling. Now, what this also could suggest is that the US market, and indeed many stock markets, are still so oversold following that persistent decline from really early May down into mid-July that they're just going to shrug this off and rally anyway. So there we are. It looks to me as if we will see a further recovery. Now, I've been talking about nothing more than a technical rally of a month or two, but in the back of my mind, four selling climaxes and the fact that this whole overall decline is over a year old now, or about a year old, depending which stock market you look at and which index you look at. Longer for the banks, which I think had peaked in February of last year. So we've seen a significant overall decline here. And if stock markets, and this has created quite a bit of value, of course, despite the falling corporate profits against the background of that slower economic growth. But if stock markets were able to push well into those overhead trading ranges, it would certainly question the overall bearish psychology. Now that's a big ask, and it hasn't happened yet. And let's just watch the chart action. But what I see, again, provided those Monday reaction lows hold, is favorable. Looks to me like we're going to see stock markets push a bit higher here, and I think that it will be interesting again to see how Asia responds. Will it be more impressed by Wall Street's action, or will it be more concerned about the rally in the price of crude oil? Since Asia has been a bit steadier generally, my guess is that we'll get at least a firm opening. Now, what else to mention? Government bonds, not much to say. They're fairly quiet within ranges, although the European bonds are steady within those ranges. The US bonds less so. My feeling again is that as people become less concerned about the global economic slowdown and the recession threat, that those bond prices will come under pressure once again. Now, a more important call here. Skip, go back to that crude oil. I said that it has had that upward dynamic. 120 is not that surprising a level for it to steady, particularly following that very persistent, almost daily decline to get down to 120. My hunch is the best it can do is to get a little bit of top extension in here, but of course the charts will show us, of course. And if we get upside follow through on the crude oil price tomorrow, that may weigh a bit on equity sentiment, despite Wall Street's bravado here tonight. But a continuation of the rally might cause people to reassess a little bit. The continuation of crude's rally today might cause them to reassess, that is. And natural gas looks very overstretched after a huge decline. Again, I could see a bit of a technical rally there. But getting back to crude, we do need to emphasize that point. We do need to see that close below the $120 dollar level. Now, the US dollar, this is intriguing and an important call because the dollar is sort of up near the higher side of the ranging patterns that have confined it for a good many months. And I suspect it will run into resistance here. A lot of people are looking for a breakout on the upside. Well, maybe it's about mixed, but maybe slightly more bullish. It must be slightly more bullish, or we wouldn't be testing those levels. But it would need to sustain a breakout of the range to indicate further upside scope, and that would, needless to say, have implications for other markets, not least gold. Meanwhile, as I said, gold looks a little bit overextended down here. Bit of tail on the chart. I picked up a little more myself. I'm in here today, although I still have a very, very small position. Some of these soft commodities that came down hard in oil's wake may also bounce a bit further here in the short term. And I think that's pretty much it. But lively. Here we're getting more two-way markets. A little less depression gloom, although the newspapers continue to churn that out because they've been well, that's been their brief, their marching orders from the heads of the editorial departments in recent weeks, and they won't want to give that up in a hurry, will they? Okay, meanwhile, keep an eye on those charts, and all the very best to all of you.